Matt was just telling me, I always make some sort of hippity-hoppity reference coming out of this because, as far as I'm concerned in life, you can't say hippity-hoppity enough. But and then I was thinking, oh, well, what do I say? And then Matt just turns to me and says, well, that's great. I have my hippity-hoppity shoes on right now. But it's like, okay, that's what I need.
And here we are.
And here we are. It is a delight, as always, to introduce our next guest. He is one of my favorites, and not only guests, but just human beings. He is the owner of the bookstore in Lenox, Massachusetts, and he is here to give us our book list, not only for our weekly book list, but for the holidays, for holiday gift giving, an end of the year look at some great events going on. He's the man with a plan. He has a beautiful tie on. I hope you go online and can see it. You wear it well, my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
Good morning.
I do have gift books. It occurs to me. I went looking for good books that I've been reading that I want to tell all the people about, and it turns out that they're all great gifts.
That's excellent. Have I
been doing this for 40 years and figured this out that books make great gifts?
You've been doing the book selling for 40 years. We've been doing this little dog and pony show for like 20 years.
At least 20. Almost two dozen now.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah.
If we count that time like that.
So there you go.
So the first one I've got for you is called "Have I Got a Story for You?"
All right,
and it is more than a century of fiction from the Forward. The Forward was the Yiddish language newspaper that began in the late 19th century. And, I should have studied up my history. I think it's still going, but in different form now.
Okay.
But during its heyday, it was the place where the Jewish immigrant experience was noted, annotated, argued about, and informed the people. And it was like the old, a different topic altogether is those Yiddish radio stations back in the day in New York. But this collection, edited by a guy named Ezra Glintner with an introduction by the novelist Dara Horn, is a collection of fiction. And I got to tell you, I'm starting to read through, and some of them are not that good. But they were, I'm thinking.
Which makes, of course, the perfect gift.
Perfect. Well, but some of them are, but what they are is a real portrait of that immigrant experience. Don't make me laugh all day.
All right,
the immigrant experience is, it's an experiment.
Yes.
And you come here. It was the Eastern European Jews who came here came from trauma, just like immigrants today are coming from trauma and coming to the States. And this is a record of, as fiction is a record of truth-telling, how we discover the truth about ourselves, as opposed to the history books that I'll talk about later, this was an experiment in learning how to be who they were.
So the Jewish Daily Forward, I just looked this up, the Jewish Daily Forward is still published, and it is published weekly in English, biweekly in Yiddish.
Yiddish. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So,
for that.
So that's where we get.
So
a lot
these
of
are
insight,
these
so.
Are great stories, and as I was reading through some of there are some writers whom we now know, I.J. Singer, Isaac, his younger brother Isaac Besheva Singer, both contributed to the to the Forward, and so there were some really good stories. There are some good stories in this book, people.
So if you give it as a gift, somebody may actually enjoy it, right? That's good.
I wrote a story once when I was very young, and I read a story in this. This was about like the story that I wrote, and I thought to myself, because I'm projecting, I said, "Well, that's a bad story." But when I wrote it, I thought it was a good story.
Yeah.
So
well,
there you go.
Look, these got published twice,
and right, in Yiddish, and this is the first translation in English.
Have I Got a Story for You, and it's out from our friends at Norton. Okay, next up, sir.
An advice book.
Oh.
Because we do need advice at this holiday season. And what a better advisor than our old friend Cicero.
Yeah.
And his new book, How to Grow Old.
Oh.
And it's bilingual. It's Latin and English. And it is short paragraphs. Cicero grew old. He left his career, and he decided that he wasn't going to just waste away. And he has advice on how to be and how to do when you are old and not in the thick of things anymore. The first page I turned to when I opened it was Tending His Vineyard.
Oh.
Which is always
you know
a good
I
idea.
Do. Princeton University Press, a lively translation of a splendid work. It is How to Grow Old, Ancient Wisdom for the Second Half of Life. And this is translated and with an introduction by Philip Freeman, and it's Cicero's How to Grow Old.
So Princeton has been coming out with these short, almost monographs over the last couple of years.
Little theme.
There we go.
Yeah.
You know, they're marketing people. They got me.
That's
you know, I saw it. I said, I want this one.
Quick, get
I'm
Cicero.
Read it.
it's a good looking volume. It'd be a nice. Yep. It would be a nice gift.
A little gift.
Yeah.
Nice little gift.
That's very nice.
How much is it?
Well, I don't know. Be crass this time of year, but it's like $16.95. That's not bad.
Okay, not bad.
It's a nice gift.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving along, we started with fiction and then advice. We're going to end with fiction later on, but now I got four history books, and I want to put these all together. These are all, I realized as I was going through that I this is another theme. I have histories from the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. We're going to start with the 30s, a book called Shanghai Grand. And this is not, I confess to you, Joe, a new book. It came out in June or July. And I lost it. I missed it. And I saw it on the shelf.
Yeah.
It is the story, it's written by someone named Taras Gresko. And the subtitle is Forbidden Love, an International Intrigue in a Doomed World. This is Shanghai in the 30s. A correspondent from the New Yorker magazine who had just come from a heartbreak in Los Angeles and vowed never to love again. Lands in Shanghai, and she falls in love with this character. The book is filled with characters, like an old Sidney Greenstreet movie. But this is
a true story.
True story. Great, great characters.
This looks
hotel.
Great.
Yeah, this is really great.
It's photographs
and well written, well documented. This guy, Glasgow. What's his name?
Taras Gresko.
A Brit, I think, has written a couple of other histories. I confess, I did not hear of him. I had not heard of him before, but this looks just terrific. Shanghai Grand, an adventure, a true life adventure, many adventures to take you away.
Forbidden Love and an International Intrigue in a Doomed World. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Speaking of Doomed World, here is The Perfect Horse.
Okay.
By Elizabeth Letts, the story of a rescue mission at the end of the last days of World War II when the Allies find a German spy with photographs of beautiful white stallions and discover that Hitler has been planning a master equine race. And these guys got to get to the place where the stallions are being held before the end of the war, before they're destroyed, before whatever
well, they
else
eat
happens.
Them, right? I mean, they slaughter them for food.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So this is. I remember a couple of years ago we saw that musical, the
War Horse.
War Horse, right?
Yeah.
About World War I. So this is. I knew nothing about this. This is an incredible story.
This is amazing. I have read a review of this
okay.
book, and it looks amazing. And I'm a fan of Elizabeth Letts. But it is The Perfect Horse: The Daring U.S. Mission to Rescue the Priceless Stallions Kidnapped by the Nazis.
Whew.
An amazing book.
So great history, great stories that are abounding in the bookstore.
That was the 30s.
That's the 30s.
Here's the 40s. Now
the
we 50s. Go to the 50s.
And this is Moscow Nights. What's the subtitle?
Oh, the Van Cliburn story, how one man and his piano transformed the Cold War.
You remember this story?
I do remember this story.
I was a little older, so I remember
yep.
a little. Van Cliburn, this Texan with big hair went to I can say that
yeah.
went to Moscow to do take part in the Tchaikovsky competition. Apparently the Soviet Union, the planners of the competition had the winner already in mind, but the crowds went crazy for Van Cliburn, and Khrushchev said. Khrushchev is the premier. He says, "Wait, he's the best. Give him the award."
Yeah.
And it was just like a moment of heart in an otherwise world of cold steel. So this is another, and who's the author of this one? There's another Brit, Nigel.
Nigel Cliff.
Right.
And it is called Moscow Nights, the Van Cliburn story, how one man and his piano transformed the Cold War. And he passed away, I guess, 2 or 3 years ago.
I think so, yeah.
In
yeah.
Texas. And I think maybe just several months after the President Obama gave him...
After the Freedom Award.
Medal of Freedom, yeah.
Yeah.
And very interesting story.
The great photos of him with all the presidents from Kennedy... there must be a picture with Eisenhower. There are pictures of Khrushchev.
Well, yes, I was going to say, then the Russian president, and even right. with Putin in here.
And,
so,
and
yeah.
Putin, right, and yeah. all the way up to Reagan and Bush. Okay, that's the 50s.
Nigel Cliff, Moscow Nights, the 50s. Let's go to the 60s.
The 60s. Remember the 60s?
This is where you're most comfortable, isn't it?
This is
your time.
This is my time.
All
this
right.
is my time. But this is a book that blew me away. The Last Innocents.
This is a baseball
this
book.
This is a baseball book. Because we... I don't have a book on the Cubs. You know, the Cubs won. I don't know if you know this, but listen, the last time the Cubs won the World Series
yes.
was 3 years before the invention of sliced bread. So this time that the Cubs have won the World Series is the greatest thing since sliced bread. You heard it here first. And you'll forget it.
So this is the 60s, The Last Innocents, the collision of the turbulent 60s and the Los Angeles Dodgers. So what is the collision?
The collision is the world of civil rights and the coming of age of America in having black players play the American pastime. You know, the 50s... It started, but in the 60s, things heated up. The most incredible part of this book, or the first part, there's a lot of incredible parts, is the discussion of Sandy Koufax, the Jewish pitcher on the Dodgers,
yeah.
and Maury Wills, the black shortstop, sitting in the locker room, reading each other's hate mail to each other.
Wow. Yeah, that's poignant, isn't it? Oh man!
That stopped me for a day and a half
yeah.
before I could get back to that.
Yeah,
and the idea of it made the ball players real. These ball players, you know, these big guys in big uniforms playing this hard game out there. But this makes it real. These two guys and Koufax, you know, not a very wordy guy. Didn't have a lot to say. Wills, more of a. What was he? He was
a verbose.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think. Yeah,
But these two guys, and it occurs to me as I'm reading it that this is a good example of what we want to do today. We don't want to stand by ourselves. We need help from our fellows.
It is The Last Innocents, the collision of the turbulent 60s and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Okay.
Oh. And it's Christmas time.
It is. It's the holidays.
Oh, I forgot. P.D. James didn't forget. Well, she died a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so.
The publisher has put together three short pieces, short stories, The Mistletoe Murder and others. And I confess I've not read P.D. James before I started reading this one. I've read a lot of, you know, a bunch of murder mysteries, and they're terrific. And as she says in her foreword, most mysteries that you'll come across are full length stories. And she's challenged by this idea of a short story. You got to really lay it in there. And the first story she lays down these clues. You see them, and you love them because the characters are going to go this way, and the truth is going to go that way. It's really, she's a lovely, lovely writer. I'm glad to come across P.D. James at last.
Good, very good stuff, and it's The Mistletoe Murder and Other Stories, and they're put together in a very nice volume, a very nice holiday book.
A gift book. And, Joe, have you noticed that we have not mentioned Patrick Modiano today?
We... Because nothing says... You know, here... That's what you should do. You should just put together your own box set at the store. Just take all those suckers, put them together, and have that be a gift set.
Absolutely, Patrick Modiano. But another guy won the Nobel Prize this year. This guy.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan.
Well, Bob Dylan, of course, our the Nobel Prize winning Bob Dylan.
He is to this day. I'm going to brag a little bit.
Okay.
He is to this day the only Nobel laureate with whom I have ridden down an elevator.
Is that right?
That's just coming to light now.
Okay.
That was a long time ago. I'll tell you. Come in the store. I'll tell you the story.
All right.
Because I have all these stories.
I think I was once in an elevator with Toni Morrison. So I
okay.
That's
Joe,
my Nobel
all right.
laureate.
Yeah. We got to shake hands
there,
over
there
that one.
Go.
Look
very
at that.
Nice. Yep.
So this is Simon & Schuster. His Bob's publisher has put out a new version of a new edition of Lyrics, 1961 to 2012, and it's a nice gift item.
It certainly is. Bob Dylan, the Lyrics, 1961 to 2012, and it is. It's a gorgeous. Volume. So because it's the holidays, I can say this. Oh, Tannenbaum.
Oh.
what events do you have coming up at
the
store?
Okay, we have three events at the store this week. This week, Wednesday, tomorrow night, Wednesday?
Yes.
Ruth Bass, her new novel that completes her trilogy. This is A Silver Moon for Rose, published in paperback. The other two volumes, Sarah's Daughter and just Rose, are available. And Ruth, a longtime writer and editor for the Berkshire Eagle and other opinion journals.
Okay.
News journals. That's 5:30 tomorrow night. Friday night, Ruth Bass, Wednesday night, 5:30. Friday night, Hannah Fries at 5:30, a poet. Her first collection, The Little Terrarium. Go online and read her poem about the midnight baker.
All right.
Oh,
we'll do that.
Oh.
Great stuff.
And then Sunday, Karen Chase, who you know, who she's been here, I think.
Yes.
Published by SUNY. This is a new book, FDR on His Houseboat.
Yes.
So Karen, who suffered polio as a child, hero worshipped Roosevelt, grew up and spent time at Hyde Park and discovered Roosevelt's handwritten log on this houseboat that he bought after he got polio. To try to figure out what to do with his polio.
Now, I only have 30 seconds, but then the other event
The other event is next Thursday, a week from Thursday, the 15th, Bob Eckstein, the author of Footnotes from the World's Greatest Bookstores.
Which are one of them.
Of which we're one. And I will be in conversation at the Mount, at Edith Wharton Restoration, at the Mount, Thursday, December 15th, 5 o'clock. Call the Mount for
information.
Chicken information.
And you can, of course, go to bookstoreinlenox.com for more information about all the great work that Matt does. I have 3 seconds to say happy holidays, and it's always good to see you.
Oh, Donahue. Oh, Tannenbaum.
We'll be back after
Okay.
This.